This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's chief negotiator says Tehran's delegation and six world powers will on Sunday adjourn talks on reviving their 2015 nuclear deal and return to their respective capitals for consultations as remaining differences cannot be easily overcome. He told Iranian state TV from Vienna, quote, "We are now closer than ever to an agreement, but the distance that exists between us and an agreement remains, and bridging it is not an easy job." He says negotiators will return to Tehran later Sunday. It's unclear when formal talks will resume. A hardliner, Ibrahim Raisi, won Iran's presidential election on Friday and will take office in early August, replacing Hassan Rouhani. But this is unlikely to disrupt Iran's effort under Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has final say on all major policy, hoping to restore the nuclear pact and remove tough U.S. oil and financial sanctions. Negotiations have been going on in Vienna since April to work out the nature and sequencing of steps Iran and the U.S. must take on nuclear activities and sanctions to return to full compliance with the nuclear pact. Washington, under then-President Donald Trump, bolted from the deal in 2018, branding it as too flawed to remove the risk of Iran developing nuclear weapons and reimpose sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Iran has since breached the deal's strict limits on uranium enrichment, though it has said its moves would be reversed if the United States rescinded all sanctions. Israel on Sunday condemned Raisi's election and said it would be, quote, "a regime of brutal hangmen," with which world powers should not negotiate a new nuclear accord. Raisi has never publicly addressed allegations around his role in what the U.S. and human rights groups have called executions of prisoners in 1988. This is VOA News. Russia's labor minister warned Sunday workers who refuse COVID-19 vaccinations in areas where they are compulsory could be forced to take unpaid leave as infections spike and inoculation drives slow. He added that the suspension would last as long as the decree for mandatory vaccination is in effect. Russia's capital, Moscow, has ordered mandatory vaccinations for residents working in service industries, saying some 60% would have to be fully inoculated by August 15th. Seven other cities and areas, including second city of St. Petersburg, have imposed similar rules, according to Russian media. Although free jabs have been available to Russians since December, just 19.5 million out of a population of some 146 million have received at least one dose of a vaccine, according to the GoGov website, which tallies COVID figures from the regions and the media. In Moscow, only 1.5 million of the city's roughly 12 million have been fully vaccinated. A recent independent survey found 60% of Russians do not intend to get the shot. After two straight days of record infections, Moscow registered a slight decrease Sunday with only about 8,000 infections in 24 hours, still far higher than 2 weeks ago when 3,000 cases were recorded daily. Moscow's mayor said on Friday the highly infectious Delta variant, first identified in India, represents nearly 90% of new cases. Pope Francis on Sunday appealed to Myanmar's military leaders to allow aid to reach displaced, hungry people who have fled fighting since the February 1st coup and to respect religious sites as a place of sanctuary. Speaking at his Sunday blessings to crowd in St. Peter's Square, Francis said he wanted to, quote, "add my voice" to an appeal last week by Myanmar's Catholic bishops. The Pope has made many appeals for the release of political prisoners in Myanmar and spoke of the, quote, "heartbreaking experience of thousands of people in that country who are displaced and dying of hunger." He backed the bishop's appeal to authorities to allow humanitarian corridors in order to get aid to displaced people and to respect churches, pagodas, monasteries, mosques, temples, schools, and hospitals as neutral places of refuge. Sweden's Prime Minister Stefan Löfven on Sunday appeared to have failed to stave off a no-confidence vote on Monday. He is likely to lose after the left party dismissed his compromise for a new system of setting apartment rents. He had earlier on Sunday offered a compromise that would mean counterparts in the housing market would work to reach an agreement for a new rent-setting model for new production. However, the proposal was quickly dismissed by the left party. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.